The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Oh, living the dream.
Living the dream, right. We have with us our special guest today is Joanne Wolf, calling in from Long Beach, Long Island. And Joanne is a feng shui consultant. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I hope I can, you know, shed a little awareness, and I hope that, you know, I can help some people they have an interest in feng shui and how to clear some of the energies in their home.
I'm sure you will. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been selling, listing, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab, and you can check on the weather. And this time of the year, it is always very interesting in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, or search the MLS listings. Listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, Joanne Wolf, yes. Calling in from Long Beach, Long Island, feng shui consultant. Let's talk about what feng shui is, how long you've been studying it and applying it into your life and other people's lives, and take us from where we need to start with the concept of feng shui, please.
Well, feng shui is Chinese system. It's based on a very ancient Chinese system, and it's all about harmony within the home, the home and the hearth and your health. The Chinese believe that to be wealthy is to have good health and good food and a safe house. Okay, that's a very, very strong belief in their culture. And they don't exactly know it's through the Taoists and the Zen masters and all of the people who kind of put the system together. And what they did is it's like a floor plan. I studied with the Black Sect tradition, which was the Black Hat. The Black Hat, which means that it was a certain form of Buddhism that incorporated all of the Buddhist schools, because it's very based on nature. It's very based on a spiritual foundation.
So one could apply this to their home. They could apply it to
their home. And what it is, it's about applying the natural energies of the universe, bringing them into the home to create a calm space. Because your home is your refuge. That's where you go to recharge. It's where you go to rebuild your health, where you go to sleep. You know, sleep is very important. Eating and sleeping is very important. Those are the two areas of the house that are where you where you get your good health from. Okay? You regenerate your body through food and through sleep.
So you could apply this to your whole home or just a room or two?
You can apply it to the whole home. You could apply it to the whole lot. You could apply it just to a room.
Okay.
And this is they use this thing that's called a bagua. It sounds very exotic. It's like a little floor plan. And what it's based is they section off 8 sections of the home. And there's a fortune, you know, good fortune section. There's a relationship section. There's a, your children, your family, helpful people. So it's the kind of thing where if you're having a problem, you might be able to make an adjustment in some area of your home that will help you.
Okay.
Now, you know, this often is about just changing the feeling of the home kind of has a psychological and a spiritual connection to how you feel about yourself.
You know, that's funny that you, not haha funny, but it's interesting that you comment about that, because our previous shows last week and the week before, we talked about negative energies in a home. Sometimes when we're realtors, so when we go into a home, we might pick up on a bad energy, a negative energy, a dark energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it can be as simple as the entranceway of the home.
Okay.
When you enter the home, is it dark? Is it a dark entranceway? Well, when you enter a home with a dark entranceway, that already creates a feeling of, oh, this is dark. So, you know, or if when you first walk in, if there's a big pile of papers that are there, you enter and immediately your first thing as you see is disarray or some clutter. That creates the impression when you enter your home. And it's on such a subtle level that, you know, you almost don't pick up on it, but it's there. It's there. So often I say to people, if you have to put your mail, you know, right by the door, or the boots and the coats and everything, you try to arrange it in a way that is pleasing to the eye. Because the eye connects to your brain, that connects to your soul, that connects to everything, you know? And so you create an entrance that is, you want to enter.
Inviting.
It's inviting. Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned when we spoke maybe last week or so when we were arranging the show, you talked about if you walk into a home and you're met with a wall, mm-hmm. There are things that you can do, because you're really not supposed to walk into a house and be confronted with a wall, per se.
Well, it gives the impression of when you walk in, something's stopping you.
Okay.
So, you know, so what you could do is you could place a mirror on that wall.
Okay.
That opens the space.
Very good.
You could place, if there's some room, maybe a plant or a nice light, something that would open the space up. Usually it's a mirror. It's a mirror. And it doesn't have to be a huge mirror, although that may make a very nice dramatic effect for an entranceway, if you're keeping decorating in mind. It could be a small mirror. It could be an artful mirror on the wall. And it has to be at, like, you know, eye level. So that, you know, you connect with it. You know, everything is about the visual with feng shui.
Okay.
The visual, okay? So that is one thing to do.
Years ago, about 10 years ago, I did, I participated in a seminar about feng shui principles. And that feng shui consultant was well versed. She wasn't from our area. She came from out of the area. She uh-huh. talked about things to incorporate in a home a day to day basis. She talked about doormats placed outside of the door, certain mm-hmm. colors, certain widths and lengths.
Okay, well, listen, you want to have success, you know. Put a red carpet. Roll out the red carpet.
Ah.
You could have a red doormat that leads into your house. It's like being the superstar. I'm entering. I'm walking the red carpet.
All right, I'm getting some red carpets.
Seriously.
Red carpets for the house.
It brings protection. It brings money. It brings, this is, you know, some of the philosophy. Also, color is very big in feng shui with the areas of the house. So say, you know, when you enter your home, you know, whatever the problem may be, you know, the client kind of says, this is what I want, blah, blah, blah. I kind of see where things are, where the furniture is arranged. Where's the kitchen? Where's the bathroom? The placement of those things in the house, the apartment, are important, because that has a flow of what they call the energy, the chi, the prana, to the house. Now, often you're not going to be able to change your bathroom. You're not going to be able to, you know, renovate it so it should be in a favorable part of the house. So what do? You do other things. You do other things to help that area. It could be changing a color. It could be adding a painting. It could be adding a mirror. It could be adding a light. You know, there's many, many, many adjustments in feng shui.
Okay.
There are many of them, and that's what you work with as a person, because some people are very, you know, how could we say, they're very attached to the way things are arranged, and they don't want to rearrange stuff. So that's okay, too.
Well, when I was a lot younger, I would move a room. I would I would move all the furniture like at least once a year to give it a good different look, and it seemed to uplift me.
Yes. Well, you know, traditionally, I remember growing up, and this is way before I knew about feng shui or anything, you know, my mom would, you know, twice a year open all the windows and take the pillows and smack them around. You know, people put their rugs outside and beat them. And, you know, it was a general spring and fall cleaning.
Right.
And you aired the house out. So that's getting the outside, airing it out, removing any stagnant air. And once that was all put back together, the house felt uplifted. It just felt uplifted.
Yeah.
It, ready for the new season. Everybody felt brighter.
Right. It recharged me. That's how I feel.
Yes.
Yeah. And now this speaker talked about dirty windows, and that was a no-no.
Well, dirty windows can be depressing. You know, they can be. I mean, I find them particularly depressing, but that's my thing. Certainly, when you have really nice windows and you have a nice scene, if you want to bring the inside out, you should always have your windows cleaned. You know?
She talked about cobwebs and, you know, the importance of staying on top of those and getting rid of them because they collected that bad energy and it was trapping it.
Well, it can. Look, when you enter your home or the room, the Bagua is set up in a certain way that if you stand at the door, wherever the doorway is, that tells you where the individual areas lie in that room.
Okay.
So usually, straight ahead, the left-hand corner is considered your wealth and abundance corner. And that's how you can increase prosperity in your home. Certainly, if you have cobwebs in that corner, that is not adding to the ability to create prosperity in the home.
And flow and balance.
And flow and balance.
Okay.
So, you know, you should take, you know, a swifter every once in a blue moon and get them down, you know? So that's that. Also, if you are having trouble with your kids, you know, over to the right-hand side, sort of in the middle of the home, is your children and your creativity. Also, children represent creativity. So if you're at writer's block or you're having trouble with the kids and there's something that's not going on great there, look at that. Look at that area, and you can place pictures of harmony there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of you and your children doing something nice. Pictures that when you look at them, they make you feel good. All right? Or you could place something very pretty there. So, you know, that's going to stimulate creativity.
Nice.
A nice vase, you know, a beautiful little picture. And it doesn't have to be major, big stuff. It could be stuff that you already have in the house and you just have to rearrange it.
Relocate it.
Yeah.
Find a better home for it. Right. Okay. What about wind chimes? Do they...
There's a very specific use of wind chimes. Wind chimes often bring in, but you have to use them judiciously, and because you know you don't want to drive yourself crazy with the chimes, and you certainly don't want to drive your neighbors.
Well, there's some.
I'm glad we're talking about this.
I live in a condominium where our terraces connect, so sometimes people are like, "Can you like do something with those chimes?"
It's not
you
that.
Know,
I got
they're very lovely, but you know, not everybody's like into hearing them all the time.
I got about 50 feet from my neighbor's house to mine, and if you come to the front of my house, it looks like I have a wind chime store. There's so many wind chimes. I got big ones.
There's
I got
about
little ones.
Six.
So that will bring really good fortune and into the house. It will, because wind chimes are a conductor of especially, and there's a very specific thing in at least in our school of feng shui, there should be five chimes. And, you know, and the sound should be pleasing to you.
It is. The sound is very pleasing.
I love it, but it's not everybody does. Somebody finds it annoying.
She's got the big long ones that kind of like have a deep bong bong.
No, there's some smaller ones too, but I like the sound of them when the wind is out there.
Yeah, and where you place them will either ameliorates what you want to bring in. You know, it improves it. It helps it. It makes it more pleasing. It makes it inviting. That's what feng shui is about. It's like you should make your environment that you just want to be there.
Yes, it's a covered front porch. It's lovely. There's furniture.
It's a wraparound front porch. And
I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's beautiful.
Very large.
I'm sure the chimes enhance it.
I would think so, but...
Yeah.
But as you could see, not everybody's into the wind chimes.
You're in an apartment, okay, and you have neighbors that are close by.
Oh,
you have to be judicious
as to how you
use them, okay?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm not saying that if you go out and buy expensive wind chimes, it's going to solve all your problems.
No.
You know, you have to...
Might create some with the neighbors.
As a consultant, you know, the consultant, not it doesn't necessarily be me, has to look at the space. The consultant has to be in the space first. To assess what exactly needs to be adjusted.
Well, we're all about bringing harmony, balance, and good flow into our home and enhancing energy, positive energy, creativity, you know, peace, tranquility, serenity, all those good things. And, of course, if we sprinkle that with a little bit of...
Wind chime.
Financial abundance, that we wouldn't cry over that. But, you know, health, creativity, good family life, you know, I'm all for that.
Well, yes. Well, you know, if you do we want to go into like what the individual areas of the home, how you can sort of adjust?
Yes, we'll do that. But we're going to go to a break now.
Okay, sure.
We're headed towards a break. Before we go to a break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a two-family, a side-by-side duplex at 2633 Oliphant Avenue in Scranton for only $85,000. Did you hear that, Joanne? It's only
$85,000. It sounds great.
It is. Well... That's because we're not in Long Beach anymore. This building, it's got two apartments. One side is a three-bedroom with a one-and-a-half bath. The other side is a two-bedroom with a one-and-a-half bath. The apartments are in move-in condition. They have beautiful hardwood floors, modern kitchen, got a beautiful wraparound front porch, all on a very nice lot. All the utilities are separate. It has great rent, and it is very close to Marywood University. That's a duplex at 2633 Oliphant Avenue in Scranton, close to Marywood University, for only $85,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Okay, thank you. Are you stuck in a dead-end job? Are you looking for fulfillment, or are you searching for meaning in your life?
No, I'm a realtor.
Well, that's good. You're getting to
I'm
my...
A real, I'm not a realtor. I'm a realtor.
And that's where I was going with this. I was going to tell everybody.
I know that. I know where you're going.
A real estate career might be the perfect answer to that boring, unsatisfying, everyday routine. My company, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, gives self-starters a place to start and a chance to succeed. We help grow and build an amazing career where the sky is the limit and the opportunities are endless. We're getting so many calls, and our office is really pressed.
We're busy. We're
very, very busy, and it's great. So this career is for the energetic, tireless, ambitious, and it doesn't hurt to have a charming personality.
That's right. You do the work, and you'll probably do pretty good.
Send me a quick email at jackie@jready.com, and I'll show you the way. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We have returned. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
How are you? How's the flow of the show going?
I'm learning some new stuff. We've done this topic over the years. This is probably about the third or fourth time, but this is very interesting because there are when you bring in a new guest.
Yes, you always have to have a new teacher.
Yes.
I always have a new teacher.
So I'm learning some more things. And this is always a topic that interested me, whether someone's looking to sell their home, buy a home, or just refresh the home that they're currently in. This is a topic that applies to many. So
we could even apply to an apartment. This isn't just a home thing.
Right, exactly, wherever
Absolutely.
You live. So
Absolutely.
This is Joanne Wolf on the line with us from Long Beach, Long Island. You are a feng shui consultant. How long have you been doing this, Joanne?
Yeah, it started, I think, in 2004.
Okay, so quite a while.
It's a while.
And so you have a lot of knowledge and experience regarding feng shui. How do we apply it to the areas of our home? And if we're to apply it just to one room, what room would you suggest we look at and concentrate on, please?
Okay. Well, according to the floor plan or the bagua of the feng shui, it's divided up into 9 sections. So what I would do is I would look at the general, you know, room and see where the areas fall. Now, if the people have the most important places are really in the home is the kitchen and the bedroom. Because like I said, feng shui is about your health. It's all about the balance of your health. The Chinese believed you eat the very best food that you can that gives you the most nourishment, and your sleep rejuvenates your body. So those two things are very, very important. Mainly why I think our society today has gone a little wacky is that we deprive ourselves a lot in these two areas.
So you know, then feng shui enhances the energy and the balance.
Yes, it would balance that.
Okay.
So we would look at the kitchen and the bedroom. Those are often areas that may need an adjustment.
Okay, so what do you when you're looking at a home, you're looking at the personality of the people mm-hmm. that reside in the home or the apartment
yes.
and this place, and you're looking at their personalities as well as their furnishings. So what do you recommend?
I recommend, first of all, that we do an assessment of, you know, anything that blocks a room or anything that stands out where the flow is like sort of stopped. We could do something. Also, what I notice immediately is where the door is in line to the windows. Like if you enter a home, which is very common, you'll enter a home and you open the door and then straight ahead is another door that leads out to the backyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that really creates a problem with money coming in and money flying out.
Ah.
Okay. So in some way, we have to stop that flow. And how do we stop it? And there are many, many adjustments that you could do.
How about a stairway, the main stairway that lead, like when you open a door and you're met with that stairway?
That's another problem.
Yeah,
that's another problem where you have to either place, you usually place a crystal somewhere,
uh-huh.
you know, because when you walk in, it's sort of, where do you enter? Do you go straight ahead? Do you go up? It's kind of like you're immediately given a choice that you don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there are many other adjustments with that, too. So you discuss it with the client, you know, what they really want to do, how they would want to do it. So in dealing with that, you know, the consultant has to assess the lay of the land as far as that's concerned and what can be done there. Often you could just change a color that would make it more inviting. You could recess the staircase maybe through color or something of that nature, you know. So that has to be taken into consideration. And in the kitchen, I want to see, you know, the placement of the stove in the kitchen is very important in feng shui. So you want to be able to see, you don't want anything that blocks your vision of the stove, or you don't want anything that, a very unfortunate, what they consider unfortunate in feng shui is when a bathroom backs up onto the kitchen. So what do you do in that situation? And there's very simple things that you do. You place something red in the bathroom. You place something in the kitchen. You know, you place a chime over the stove. Mm-hmm. Or you can place a chime in the bathroom. You know, there's also the placements of mirrors and plants and, again, color. So this is all things that are considered, you know, when you go into a home. You look around and see where there could be a blockage of the energy. that is not flowing completely.
So we have older homes in this area, and
yes,
a lot of them have a bathroom. The main bathroom in a lot of these homes, these older homes, was off the kitchen, and a doorway from the kitchen into this bathroom, or it's a half bath. A lot of people have done that over the years. Or are you speaking of a bathroom that maybe shares a wall of the kitchen? How are you, what do you mean when you're talking about this bathroom?
Well, the bathroom really is, you know, I have to see, you know, it's very individual. If the bathroom backs up onto where the stove is, that's supposed to be considered not so great. Now, if the bathroom, of course, is off the stove, you know, I mean, off the kitchen, rather, I'm sorry, off the kitchen, it may not be a bad thing. It can actually be very good. It could be a very enhancing thing.
All right.
You know, so you really have to kind of assess the house. You have to assess the house. So you have to see where these things are actually placed.
You're talking about colors, too, adding colors. Is there any color that one should stay away from in terms of?
Yeah, okay. The color that you hate. And even if I would say to somebody, you know, you should put a little purple in this corner, and they go, I can't stand purple. Guess what? It's worse if you put that color that you can't stand in your house.
You got to look at it and hate it.
You hate it. Well, you know, everything you should like. You should like. There's no bad color. There's no particular. It's what you like.
Got it.
It's what you like.
Good. Good to know.
You have to live there.
Right.
And you have to be comfortable there. Now, there are many things that a person can do when they're getting ready to sell their house and they want to immediately, you know, uplift the chi.
All right. Let's
One of
talk
them is,
those.
Of course, you got to go through and get rid of the clutter.
Yes.
No
so
clutter.
Yes, we always say that. That's what we always say.
I feel
get
like I say it every week here. I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, no, and it's true. And I, even in my own home, I'm still in the process of getting rid of the clutter. And I started this a couple of months ago. Okay, because we all collect stuff, and especially in a home, you collect stuff. But in a home, you have a basement, and you have an attic, and you can kind of hide some of it, you know? It's harder in an apartment. The other thing is that you can sage your home.
Mm.
Now, saging the home, you don't even have to burn sage. You can find a nice sage oil, and you can go around the house and spray it around, open the windows, and, you know, use it on a time when you can have the windows open a little bit. And you just, you know, because it just changes the air. It changes the air. When you breathe it in, it's uplifting. It's uplifting.
I thought you were saying stage.
No, sage.
S-A-G-E. Oh, okay.
And the Indians have used it all the time. And it's a big American tradition, actually.
Okay.
You know, you know, and you can look that up on you can Google it and you can look it up. You know, the other thing is the chimes. You can place a really nice chime by your door in which, you know, you hit them. You make sure you hit them. You make sure that the chimes go because, you know, it changes the vibration via the air. So you're saying on your porch you have a lot of chimes, so that must really bring a lot of nice energy around your home.
It is. It's nice. It's
nice, and, you know, and you feel uplifted from it. When people are looking to also rearranging some of the furniture. You don't want to be walking into a room where the couch suddenly, like, just, you know, boom, it's there.
Black
you open the room up.
Right.
You open the room up because you want to make it inviting. You want people to see that it's something that, you know, is comfortable to be around.
Furniture.
And it's not necessarily. There's some homes that have beautiful seating arrangements. They're arranged in a certain way that they don't block the flow of walking from room to room. Now, in older homes, yes, this can be a problem because in the old days, they liked a lot of rooms. So there's a lot of walls.
Right.
You know, they like little rooms. In today's day and age, when people look for a home, they want more open space.
Open, absolutely.
You know, that's the thing. So what creates open space? Mirrors. And they don't have to be big mirrors. You can find, you go to Pier 1 and find a set of three little decorative mirrors. And you hang them on the blocked wall. The wall that's blocking it. But you make it look artistic and you'll make it look pretty. And psychologically, it creates a flow.
Wonderful. Joanne Wolf, Feng Shui Consultant, calling in from Long Beach, Long Island. We had a phenomenal show with you today. Will you come back next week? please.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I would be pleased to. Thank you. I feel honored that you want me back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.
We look forward to it. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.